segment sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
On the Bob Tuscan Show to discuss this new book. Ryan, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Bob. I should point out that right now it's an e-book, but it will be a paper book later on. But yes.
Does an e-book make it any less of a book?
Not really, because you can just get the e-book and print it anyway, and then you have a paper book.
Absolutely. They can find it at your website. But first, let us tell them why they want to find this book, because there's a lot of ground covered here. And we'll just kind of break it down chapter by chapter, give a brief overview, and at least go over the tip of the iceberg here of your new book. You start off with State versus Corporation, The Blame Game. Tell me a little bit about what you put there.
Right. Well, this whole book is full of rants that I've caught myself explaining to people or saying to people over and over again. And I said, you know, I ought to just write these down. But State versus Corporation Blame Game is... I always hear these camps between progressives or libertarians where, and liberals, et cetera, where one group or another will say, it's the corporations, man. The corporations are bribing the government, and it's all, crony capitalism because corporations are getting favoritism and so on. And then the other side will go, no, it's not the business. It's the government. The government's the enabler. They're the ones with the ability to enforce cartels. They're the ones, you know, giving the contracts to the corporations. So it's their fault. And really, it's the combination of the two. You do have corporate bribery and lobbies and interest groups. That is true. And it is also true that without the enforcement of government, corporations would not be able to get those deals or have bailouts or no-bid contracts or any of the nefarious things they get without or tailored regulations. That's another method. Without the arm of government. So they need each other. And you have to also realize that there's a really a blurry line between corporations and government. Where does one start and the other begin? Because sure. A lot of people in the government, and I don't just mean the president and the Congress, it's mostly in the unelected parts of government, like the Pentagon and all the cabinet ministers, where you'll see people who are either the husband or wife of or somehow related to the board of directors of these major industries. They can put them on the corporate payroll as a consultant, or maybe a lawyer, or maybe they give $100,000 speeches. There's always a way to pay the politician off without actually breaking the law for corporate favoritism.
Is this what you might call fascism?
Yes, it's fascism. It's absolutely, that's what it is. It's fascism, but it's hidden because their image of fascism is guys goose-stepping in the street and... That was a form of fascism in Nazi Germany, and Hitler was an artist, and he definitely had the more theatrical version of it with all the banners everywhere and the goose-stepping and stuff. He knew how to utilize art in his propaganda, but it doesn't always look like that. It's not always so obvious. Most fascism just is a good old coat and tie. That's it.
I like that. That's a good way of putting it. We're going to talk about a number of different things tonight. We'll talk about guns, gays, and God. We'll talk about cops and drugs. We'll have Ryan Dawson tell us why we ought to turn off the media, and I'll have to ask him if that includes the alternative media. We'll talk about agriculture and energy, education, and so much, all found in his new book, The Separation of Business and State. Yeah. Let's talk about banking corruption first, though. The central banks pretty much run most of the countries on the planet. Are all wars banking wars?
Almost. I hate to oversimplify it like that, but even just beyond war, just a lot of nefarious corporate bailouts are bad enough, and predatory lending on the third world. It's not necessarily a hot war, as you know, in tanks and planes and artillery, and as we think of as a war, but millions of people get killed by predatory lending, and you'll have these large institutions, lending institutions like the IMF, who are essentially ruining the currencies of different countries or putting them so far in debt that people starve or they live in horrible impoverished conditions. And it's not as if, and it's usually in Latin America or Africa, and it's not as if everybody in that nation is stupid or lazy or doesn't want to work or anything. They're working their butts off and they're still not making any money because their government, and this is the thing where government is key, a corporation can take out a loan and if they fall apart, then the business is out. But when a government goes into debt, they ruin your currency. And the government officials don't care. They'll incur the debt because they personally will profit. They're not spending their own money. They're spending your money. They're spending the tax money of the country that they're in charge of. And so you'll see what happens is you'll get these despots, which are supported usually by the CIA and our other intelligence agencies, who are bribed or threatened into taking on these massive loans, which drives the country into debt. And their only way out is either inflation, massive inflation, or to start selling off assets. And that's what they do. They sell off assets to these multinational corporations that are usually America-centric. And it's the old banana republic model where they are stuck paying off the debt. And so they're selling their raw resources and real estate. And then these corporations are making finished products and they turn around and sell them back to the countries that they are exploiting. And so it's not just war. War is another side of it, but predatory lending. And we see that on an individual level with a mortgage backed security scandal where they confiscate your house. But it also happens on a national level where entire nations are driven into debt because of the loans that they incur.
This is precisely what John Perkins outlines in his book, The Economic Hitman.
That's right.
It's the same game that these banksters have been playing. And again, this highlights the fact that this really transcends the paradigm of either it's the private sector or the government sector. These two sectors completely intermix. Is that the word I want? Intermix? Intermingle?
Intertwine? Interlope?
Intertwine? Interlope? There we go. Inter something. But the point remains the same, that there is less and less a separation of business and state. I urge everyone listening right now to check out the ebook by Ryan Dawson. Ryan, we'll continue this discussion. I want to get into cops and drugs because that's
I'll point out that good reference you made with John Perkins because he was an appraiser for Bechtel and he saw this happen firsthand in Indonesia first and then later in several different Latin American countries the predatory lending operation that I just outlined. But there are a few other layers to it with intelligence agencies. And even if you look at the CIA or the OSS, its precursor, they always have overlapped with corporate industries. One of the Dulles brothers was on United Fruit, and the United Fruit Company is actually before Monsanto, it was them. And they are the original, literally the Banana Republic. That was the corporation involved in that whole method. That whole gambit was created by them and the CIA together.
Interesting. Yeah, I learned a lot about his testimonial, and I'm surprised there's not more whistleblowers that have come out to talk about this kind of thing, and more jackals, perhaps, that are reformed, that have come out.
Yep, the jackals go in, if the bribing and the threatening won't work, then they can always replace the government with a new despot who will take on the deals.
I can think of a few jackals in our government right now as we speak. John McCain being one of them, for sure.
Yeah, him and his father was one, too. John McCain, everywhere he visits, you see a coup d'etat. And it's the old rent-a-crowd that was used during Operation Ajax in Iran. You could see that happening in the Ukraine right now. Egypt's a little bit more complicated, but even when Mubarak was placed in power or when Saddam was put in power in Iraq, it's the same kind of method. They want American hegemony. However, from Johnson onward, it's been more of Israeli hegemony, but it's not in the interest of the countries that are being assaulted economically. through economic hitmen, and then sometimes directly and physically by the Pentagon.
Yeah, very interesting. We're talking with Ryan Dawson, if you're just tuning in. He has a new ebook out called The Separation of Business and State. And there's a lot of ground we're going to cover here tonight. We're going to give you a brief overview of the book and hope that you get it for the nitty-gritty, for the details. When we get back here in just a second, Ryan, I want to talk about cops and drugs, because that's a sexy topic. I also want to talk about education, which is also very important, and our media and the various influences that control our media. I'm sure you guys can fill in the blanks there.
All those three-letter networks.
Yes, sir. They're all owned by a handful of the same people. Mm-hmm. Ryan Dawson, our guest tonight, will be right back on the Bob Tuscan Show in just seconds.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. If you're just joining us again, our guest is Ryan Dawson. And Ryan, where should we pick up here? There's so many interesting chapters and conversations to have.
You can do cops and drugs, healthcare, education, anything, the banking scandals. That's another good thing about the book. You don't have to read it chronologically. You can pick your chapter of interest and read that, and it won't really matter. There's the revolving door in the Pentagon. That's another good one. Or the press, the media. There are plenty of good things. Cops and Drugs is interesting because I had to stop myself on that one. There were so many incidences of police abuse daily that I had to just stop updating it after a while. Say, all right, just that's enough. I think it's overkill, the degree of police abuse that was in there. But it's awful, and it happens all the time. And I think the Internet is making us more aware of it. I mean, just recently, this is not in the book, but this is a recent case where or as a cop, and this is mild compared to some of the things they do, but it was out on a girls' soccer team tripping and pushing over high school students, female students,
yeah,
male
saw
cop.
That.
He
saw
just
that.
Got put on paid leave. Completely predictable.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So he now
is getting paid nothing. This guy was going out tripping people. They got it all on tape.
And if he wasn't a cop, if a normal man went out and started pushing 14-year-old girls and tripping them and stuff, they'd get arrested. But a cop does it, and they get put on paid leave. Even with all the parents and all the outrage and all that, they just suspend him, and he's still getting paid.
Yeah. You know, Ryan, I do this show Monday through Friday, 3 hours a night. And, I tell you what, whenever I'm doing show prep, almost every single day, and this isn't an exaggeration, almost every single day I find another story about police brutality, police corruption, and the war on drugs. Every single day.
Shooting someone's dog or somebody's child and nothing
shooting
ever happens
dog,
to
them. Dog, pinning an 80-pound-year-old an 80-pound, 18-year-old schizophrenic teen down. Tasing him and then shooting him down as he's held to the ground.
Attacking a boy with Down syndrome who had a colostomy bag because he had a bulge in his pants and couldn't articulate what it was. And they beat him and tasered him and didn't know that he had Down syndrome. And even if he hadn't, it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, killing Ilana Jones, you know, a 7-year-old girl asleep when they raided in the wrong house. But beyond these individual things, you see this sort of systematic abuse in the war on drugs, where cops have been selectively enforcing the law to where it betters the business interests of the cartels that they're in league with. And so, especially in regards to Mexico, they would arrest rival members, but not their own boys, so that they could monopolize the drug trade. And, the war on drugs itself is a farce, because they're not really interested in preventing drugs. The CIA is the largest opium trader in the world and has been since the opium wars in China. I mean, heroin in Afghanistan is actually $64 billion a year business. And of course, we had a war in Afghanistan where we went and liberated it because the Taliban had cut off the opium trade almost completely. And now there's more heroin in the streets than ever.
How convenient.
But it was the cops and CIA who were bringing crack cocaine into California all through the 80s.
Sure, we can look at Freeway Ricky Ross.
Yeah, Ricky Ross.
And that whole Iran-Contras and Oliver North, who was, of course, involved with all of that.
Yeah, and they murdered like 20,000 Nicaraguans. I mean, murdered them.
Yeah. A Holocaust. Holocaust.
Yeah. Well, they don't get to be – you don't count when you're brown. You're not a Holocaust. That seems to be the way how it is.
I see.
It's just that, you're not a Holocaust unless it benefits the war powers. So if it's not the Americans, British, and French doing it, then the victims matter. But if it's the war powers doing it, then they don't matter.
Let's not digress too much, because you and I are going to save this conversation for a full show on the Holocaust.
True. I will get into World War II another time. I really didn't – I did dig into history, but I started – mostly from like Kennedy onward, who I thought people would be more familiar with. And I picked on Democrats and Republicans because it doesn't really matter. It was easy to find examples under any administration. But to see, one of the interesting things in the Kennedy administration was what Arthur B. Anderson did. And because it's very similar to the carbon credits scandal or scam that they're trying to push off under the guise of global warming or climate change, regardless of what you think about that, the solutions for it have nothing to do with reducing carbon emissions. It just plays around with who gets to emit them and forces the smaller farms and such to sell their allotments to larger corporate conglomerates who have the advantage of direct government subsidies. So that's all that's really about. But during the Kennedy administration, they did a very similar thing with gas, where the inland gas companies were benefiting because they fooled around these regulations that hurt imports. Well, only the coastal regions are going to have import-export businesses, and so they were have to buy their allotments from the inland companies. And it was, of course, the people who set it up owned the inland companies. They're all a bunch of Texans and stuff. But you could get away with it in the 60s. And I'm pretty sure you could still get away with it now, even with the Internet, but at least we have a chance to expose it today.
Despite the media, and you dedicate a chapter on the media, And there's no doubt that the media is heavily controlled and censored.
Well, absolutely. And people self-censor, too, because they know what they can and can't say on television. Glaring examples would be both Iraq wars from the, and they put their babies on the cold floor and they ripped them out of incubators speech, to weapons of mass destruction or VX gas and mobile weapons labs and chemicals under the palaces and all the lies that we were sold. Muhammad Atta met in Prague with Iraqis. All those lies were repeated verbatim by every single news network, CNN, NBC, CBS, Fox, because I just consider it one corporate conglomerate. Verbatim, every single talking head, every hairdo, every man with makeup got up there and sold those lies. And when it came out that they were wrong about all of it, there was never a retraction. They never said, we got it dead wrong. They never clearly told the public, guess what? They didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Guess what? We didn't really liberate the Kurds. Guess what? Whatever the pretext was, it never happened. We didn't go into Afghanistan to liberate women, but that was something they helped sell the war with. So we, the poor women are being treated like this and that, but our allies in that war are just as abusive as the enemies. And the, our enemies in that war were the same people we propped up to fight the Soviets.
It's propaganda, short and simple, and it's everywhere you look. And as you're talking about this, I'm thinking of the staged first coverage of the Gulf War.
Shot in Florida.
Shot in Florida. And he's got the palm trees. He's got the fan blowing on him. You know.
And they got away with that. I mean, but there is a belief out there that people say, well, if these things were true, I mean, wouldn't somebody say that on TV? Come on, they can't all be in on it. But really, if you see how top-down and tightly controlled mass media is, yes, it's very easy to control the media. I mean, we have lots of reporters and journalists digging up stories, a lot of journalists getting the stories, but the actual TV reporter, they're only a handful, and they get to pick and choose. You know, they get actual talking points, sometimes from the government itself, and they say, you're going to say this. And that's why you have uniform catchphrases, how everybody on different networks all come up with the same sentence. They all say, too big to fail. Let's all say it together, because that's the best way to sell the propaganda.
The debt ceiling, or the debt snowball, or you know, all these phrases. You wonder where they come from, because at one point you never heard these things.
No, they're called talking points, and they come from the boss. That might be Rupert Murdoch or whoever, but it's really coming from government. And if you look at any of the three-letter networks on TV, nobody just owns a business anymore. Corporations are, you know, publicly traded, but they have boards of directors, and the members on those boards overlap with their parent companies. So, like, for example, Disney owns ABC, and of course, you know, Microsoft owns a large chunk of MSNBC, and so does GE, et cetera. So if you look at the parent companies, Viacom for CBS, et cetera, the Rupert Murdoch Corporation for Fox, and then you look at their board of directors, it's all Pentagon. You got the same people who work on Disney that work for Boeing. You got the same people who work for Lockheed or Raytheon, the giant aerospace companies. If you look at the top 10 largest defense contractors, and then you look at who is sitting on the board of all these media conglomerates, it's all the same names. I've actually made a map of it before. Sure, I'd have to update
Ryan,
it now.
We've got to take another quick break, man, and then we'll come right back with more with Ryan Dawson.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
All right, Ryan, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Again, Ryan Dawson's joining us, folks. And we have a lot to get into still here. It's going by fast so far. And we've hardly touched on a small percentage of what's covered in this book. Where can they find the book?
You can get the book on Smashwords is the easiest place, smashwords.com. Type in Ryan Dawson. It's the only ebook there. It's also on my site, ancreport.com. And you can just, there's a picture of it there. You can click on and purchase it that way. And I believe it's on Amazon, or it will be within a day or so. And just write the title in, and you can get it on Amazon. But Smashwords is I would recommend because you can pick your format, whether you want a Kindle or EPUB or iWhatever. It'll have all of the above. So whatever your phone is, if you have Apple or smartphone or whatever, you'll have the format of your choice. And it's only $4.99.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I have a copy right in front of me. I have a smartphone, but I'm not smart enough, I guess, to get your book. Maybe if I had your book on the smartphone, I truly would be smart.
Well, you can download it more than once. So you can put it on your phone, you can put it on your computer, or wherever you like to read. So, yeah, it'll be fine like that. Once you bought it, it's yours.
Awesome. Well, where can we go now? Let's see here. We've touched on cops and drugs. We've touched on the banking stuff.
Drugs too, I forgot to mention too, not just illegal drugs, prescription drugs. It's a huge market in that, in psychotropics and things like that. And that is sort of the incentive against, the self-medication that you see a lot with marijuana, for example, which has been legalized in a couple states, but has a long way to go. And I'll just say, full disclosure, I don't use marijuana, never have. I have no interest in it, but I believe it should be legal. And I actually think other drugs should be legal because if when they're illegal, you're just creating large black markets and making a bigger mess than if you legalize it. It's not an endorsement. It's not an endorsement to use a drug to say it should be legal. It's the same with prostitution. It doesn't mean I want to do that myself. But I think that, it took me a long time to come to that position, but I really do think that things are better when they're in the open. Because when you create black markets and push it underground, it gets even nastier than it already is. And people, a lot of drugs are addictive, and people need to be able to seek help openly without trying to hide it or trying to steal for it, for their habits, for their addiction, because they can't tell anybody what their problem is because they don't want to go to jail. And so it needs to be open. It's another reason.
I've gotten into debates with people on the radio as a caller and as a host, and I've said to them, look, I think all drugs should be legal. And they said, what do you mean all drugs? You think crack and methamphetamine should be legal? And I say, well, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Because when we put these people in jail, when we make this black market, not only does that lead to recidivism and people with deeper addictions, but that also leads to more crime and more government corruption. And that right there, as we talked about in the previous segment, is a big part of the war on drugs. We want a war on drugs if it's your drugs, not our drugs.
Well, drugs like cocaine and marijuana were legal up until very recent times. And even there was the prohibition of alcohol, too, both in the U.S. and in Russia. And it just created large mafias in both countries for the same sort of methods. But it was totally legal to do cocaine up until the 30s, marijuana, too. And even more ridiculous is how marijuana, regardless of what you think about it, is wrongly associated to industrial hemp. They're both cannabis, but they're not the same kind of cannabis. They're totally separate things. Hemp is hemp and marijuana is marijuana. And hemp can be used for a variety of products, and there's absolutely no reason to have any kind of stigma or ban on hemp other than the ignorant association to marijuana. And then even if it was marijuana, there's another argument to say, well, that's not so bad either. But there's no reason at all to have restrictions on industrial hemp. None. It's not a drug and has nothing to do with it. But I don't think a lot of people are aware of that.
No, they're not aware of that. And there's a reason behind that. And, we can go back to, the Hess Corporation?
Mm-hmm. And also lumber lobbies. Is pimp, yeah. You know. Pimp. Hemp can be used as paper, and it regrows a lot faster than a tree.
I think you should print this book. You know, it's only an ebook now, but I think you should print it in hemp.
I'll print one in hemp and sign it.
Yeah, that'd be a limited edition hemp book from Ryan Dawson. That'd
Declaration
cool.
of Independence is on hemp, and so is
yeah,
the
I was going to say that. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
And George Washington's hair was made out of hemp.
His wig.
No, I'm joking. It might have been.
No, but he did grow hemp in his later years. But,
right, yeah.
And people say he grew marijuana. He didn't, but he did grow hemp. And it was useful. I mean, it's a useful product. Canada uses it. Well, that's the thing. The government puts restrictions on certain industries because they're a threat to the established industries. And that's for prescription drugs. That's for lumber, and you see that in the environment too. They'll preserve a certain area, supposedly for the animals or whatever, but actually it's to take it off the free market so that there can't be competition for it. And yet the Forest Reserve or the National Park Service, they'll still go in and get the resources market free though at exuberant prices. And yet it's hard to talk about those issues because when you say a word like environment or education, they have this air of impunity. Education's for the children and the environment's for the world. No, you can't oppose those things. And we're not opposing those things, but that doesn't mean you can just get away with whatever you want so long as you loosely associate it by, you know, throwing out terms like children or the trees or whatever. It rarely has anything to do with the environment or helping students. They're just wasting enormous amounts of money on pet projects because they know that you can't fight them on it. It's something like support the troops became support the war, when the war isn't the troops. The war is how the troops are being used. But the sloganeering became painted and twisted in such a way that if you oppose war, you were opposing the troops, like you hated the actual soldiers, instead of trying to protect them and say, well, we shouldn't use our military like a toy for corporate escapades. It should be for defense. And yet it's definitely for offense.
Yeah, absolutely. We're covering a lot of ground here tonight, folks. You should definitely check out the book, The Separation of Business and State by Ryan Dawson.
Solutions
See, how
in
are we
there
doing
too.
On time here? Are there solutions? Well, let's talk about solutions. And I also want to talk about the state of Israel, because I know that remains a major focus of much of your research.
That's a chapter two. There's a chapter on foreign aid, which
is there? Okay.
Obviously takes a dig at Israel, because there's two types of foreign aid. There's the foreign aid that's in the form of predatory loans, where they're given so-called aid, but it's actually to drive them in debt intentionally and on purpose to gather up their resources. And then there's the type of aid that Israel gets, which is not a loan, because those loans are forgiven every single year and have been since 1967. I mean, they've all been forgiven loans. So they are literally just given billions of your tax dollars every single year in cash at the beginning of the year so that they can invest it. While we've got Detroit falling apart, we've got bridges falling down, we've got roads and infrastructure in the United States that could really use the money, not to mention social welfare programs, etc. And yet, billions, with a B, are given to Israel annually. And this is a country that's worse than apartheid. It's worse than colonialism. They're just ethnically cleansing their neighbors, stealing property, and setting up Jewish-only settlements for the self-proclaimed race of God, where their God is apparently a real estate agent.
Did you use the A word, by the way, Ryan? Did you just use the A word?
I don't know. What's the A word?
Apartheid.
Apartheid. No, I said it's worse than apartheid.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure.
It is an apartheid in a sense, but it's worse than that, because it's not just that they're, you know, exploiting native population for labor or something, or segregating the high schools and the highways as they do. They're murdering them and starving them, blockading them, stealing their water, stealing their resources. They literally build Jewish-only cities filled with religious fanatics. They wrap a wall around it and have a standing army there to guard them. And the settlers can openly abuse Palestinians, and the police won't do anything.
It's absolutely criminal. Ryan, we have to take another quick break. But when we get back, we'll continue on that note and so much more.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Okay, welcome back. We were talking about Israel and the criminal nature of the state of Israel, and they really do have their hands in many of our geopolitical affairs. And when we talk about aid, you know, folks like AIPAC and others, they have so much control and influence on our politics, not just here in the United States, but on our in our politics in the world.
Yeah, well, it's a loop with AIPAC, what I would consider the strongest lobby. It's really a lobby of, made up of lots of lobbies, but they use money that they already got from the Congress to go back and bribe the Congress. So the congressmen aren't losing any money. They're giving away your money and my money to AIPAC. And AIPAC will reserve a portion of that to continue to bribe new congressmen to get more money. So they get all this money for the state of Israel. However, around 70% of that money is earmarked to be spent on U.S. weapons companies. So you get a check for the military-industrial complex, and you get a check for the Holy Rollers, because a lot of this, the ideology behind Israel is wrapped up in Christian Zionism and Jewish Zionism. And then they spend the money on building settlements and bulldozing down homes and shooting kids who are playing soccer and the things they do. But they always reserve a little chunk of change to go back and to bribe Congress into getting more money. And that's what all these corporations do. They might spend $1 million or so dollars bribing Well, they'll end up with tens of millions in return, sometimes hundreds of millions or more, and in the case of Israel, billions.
And I guess that takes us into another chapter here called War.
Yeah.
War.
Trademark.
Trademark.
War, W-A-R, stands for We Are Right. That's all it means. And it's the most expensive thing there is, and it's the quickest way to drive everybody into debt. And over time, the more the military has become mechanized, as it used to be when it was, you know, swords and shields, it wasn't such a hassle like this, but slowly we have built bigger and bigger, more and more complicated machines in our mechanized military. We have drones now, not even using people sometimes, aside from the operators. And that might be AI one day too. And there's a lot of horrible things that are happening. One, it's becoming more expensive. It's also become, there's cognitive dissonance, and there's this ability to not really view war in the same way, because no one has to see all the blood and guts. They're using machines from great distances to drop MK-77 white phosphorus, and they don't see the hell, the actual hell that they're creating underneath them. Just drop a button, there it goes, boom, it's like a video game. And so they're desensitized to the actual acts of war that would usually repulse most, you know, human beings wouldn't be able to do the horrible things we do. But there's torture, there's the use of chemical weapons and all manner of weaponry, and including depleted uranium that are used in modern warfare. But it makes so many people so much money. One F-22 is $422 million. It's nearly half a billion dollars for one aircraft. And that's why we're spending $700 billion or more, and that's only the DoD's budget, and they're really clever with the numbers because they hide a lot of the real cost of war in other departments. So even the number they quote for defense is only a fraction of the actual number they're spending on war. It's more like $1 trillion a year, but they only give you about a little less than 2/3 of that publicly. They won't admit it to you.
Yeah. It's big business, war, and it goes way back. And in order to get us into these wars, there's usually some sort of, dare I say, false flag event.
They have either a false flag or just straight up normal deception, the fear mongering. They say so and so is the new Hitler. That's always a fun thing they try at first. Or they might give a humanitarian pretext. We have to liberate the women. We have to go save the town from Gaddafi by blowing up the same town plus 10 more. We got to go liberate the Kurds, as they said in Iraq, and that nobody even knew what a Kurd was. Some kind of humanitarian war, that some kind of label. And it's easy to fool people who really want to go to war anyway. They will accept whatever reason, no matter how see-through it is, how paper-thin it is, because deep down they want to blow up somebody. And it's that vicarious sense of masculinity, and that, especially after 9/11, Americans wanted to bomb somebody, shock and awe. It was like, shock and awe. Think of the name of that. Like, we're going to shock them, and they'll just be in awe of our power. You know, they wanted to feel mighty, and didn't really care why. Just give me any reason so that we can go bomb somebody and I can feel big and bad. That's basically what it boiled down to. And they attacked Iraq and they killed 1 million people. And you see the civil war of rent-a-terrorists that are in Syria. And you've seen it in Somalia. And another foreign aid recipient, Rwanda, Paul Kagame, 40% of his entire budget has come from the UK and the US in the form of foreign aid. And this man has killed tens of million, probably around 10 million in the Congo over a long period of time, but still 10 million people. And even less than Palestinians. I mean, the people in the Congo don't even count. I mean, there is some pushback for Palestine, but the Congo and a lot of, actually most of Africa, with the exception of maybe Egypt and South Africa, they just don't even matter. And very few people are fighting for them. And so that foreign aid continues, and you see that If it's not the U.S. or the U.K., it's Saudi Arabia. But there's always a corporate financer for these mercenary groups that go around murdering one ethnicity or another. It's just horrible. And it's not that hard to prevent. But they just don't really care. Turmoil drives down prices and they buy up land, and they're having this pipeline war with China over African oil and resources, and like, these people are just not in control of their own lives, and they're getting attacked by banks, they're getting attacked by mercenaries, they have these Wahhabis from Saudi Arabia, and then they've got the US and Europeans messing with them, and it's really like a voiceless people. The whole continent's in bad shape, especially the Middle Beltway, and it's been like that for a long time, and yet I mean, whether it's Africa or Indochina or the Middle East, these things could be fixed. But I don't think people are very sincere about it, because they put profits above humanity. And it's not like people don't know. Everyone knows there are sweatshops abroad. Everyone knows that. People know there are suicide nets in China with people working in factories for, you know, 11 hours a day straight or more. But they think, well, I can't have my products as cheaply without that, which is wrong. You still could have your products just as cheaply. But that shouldn't even matter anyway, because it's immoral. But everyone knows these things are going on. But I feel like they're really frustrated because they don't know what to do about it as an individual. Like, how do you stop government? You know, how do you quit or these corporations from doing it, which they couldn't do without the government's enabling hand?
Right. You bring up the wealth gap in one of your chapters.
Yeah, that's amazing. 85 people have more money than the bottom half of the earth.
85 people.
85 people have more than 3 billion. 3.5 billion, actually. 3.5 billion. That, a billion, much less 3.5 billion. Is a number so large that I really can't put my head around it. Like, I know what it is, and I know how much more it is than a million and so on, like, technically. But it's a very hard number to really understand, because you just don't deal with numbers that large. And that is a lot of people versus 85. 85 plutocrats have more wealth than half the population of Earth. And there's something wrong and criminal about that. No matter how altruistic they are. I mean, any billionaire, if they wanted to, privately, could go fix the problem of clean drinking water tomorrow by themselves. They have enough money to do that. But they're not doing that.
This is a very difficult subject to take on, because the solutions oftentimes might be the creation of many more issues. In hour number two with Ryan Dawson, we'll talk solutions and we'll continue to talk about his book. If you're just joining us, we're just getting into it with Ryan Dawson, his new book, Separation of Business and State.
Of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.